Author's Message. A novel such as State of Fear, in which so many divergent views are expressed, may lead the reader to wonder where exactly the author stands on these issues. I have been reading environmental texts for 3 years, in itself a hazardous undertaking, but I have had an opportunity to look at a lot of data and to consider many points of view. I conclude, we know astonishingly little about every aspect of the environment, from its past history to its present state to how to conserve and protect it. In every debate, all sides overstate the extent of existing knowledge and its degree of certainty. Atmospheric carbon dioxide is increasing, and human activity is the probable cause. We are also in the midst of a natural warming trend that began about 1850, as we emerged from a 400-year cold spell known as the Little Ice Age. Nobody knows how much of the present warming trend might be a natural phenomenon. Nobody knows how much of the present warming trend might be man-made. I regard the presumed relationship between increasing carbon dioxide and increasing temperature to be highly speculative, despite all claims to the contrary. I am skeptical of the hypothesis of global warming from increased greenhouse gases because the theory makes a number of technical predictions that have failed to be confirmed. Nobody knows how much warming will occur in the next century. The computer models vary by 400%, de facto proof that nobody knows. But if I had to guess, the only thing anyone is doing, really, I would guess the increase will be 0.812436 degrees Celsius. There is no evidence that my guess about the state of the world 100 years from now is any better or worse than anyone else's. We can't assess the future, nor can we predict it. These are euphemisms. We can only guess. An informed guess is just a guess. I suspect that part of the observed surface warming will ultimately be attributable to human activity. I suspect that the principal human effect will come from land use, and that the atmospheric component will be minor. Before making expensive policy decisions on the basis of climate models, I think it is reasonable to require that those models predict future temperatures accurately for a period of 10 years. 20 would be better. I think for anyone to believe in impending resource scarcity, after 200 years of such false alarms, is kind of weird. I don't know whether such a belief today is best described to ignorance of history, sclerotic dogmatism, unhealthy love of Malthus, or simple pig-headedness, but it is evidently a hardy perennial in human calculation. There are many reasons to shift away from fossil fuels, and we will do so in the next century, without legislation, financial incentives, carbon conservation programs, or the interminable yammering of fearmongers. So far as I know, nobody had to ban horse transport in the early 20th century. I suspect the people of 2100 will be much richer than we are, consume more energy, have a smaller global population, and enjoy more wilderness than we have today. I don't think we have to worry about them. I think it is sweet that people today want to help these plutocrats of the future, like kindergarten kids giving their parents a present. It's touching, but unnecessary. The current near-hysterical preoccupation with safety is at best a waste of resources and a crimp on the human spirit, and at worst, an invitation to totalitarianism. Public education is desperately needed. I conclude that most environmental principles, such as sustainable development or the precautionary principle, have the effect of preserving the economic advantages of the West and thus constitute modern imperialism toward the developing world. It is a nice way of saying, we got ours, and we don't want you to get yours, because you cause too much pollution.